Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
Busy final hour with the captain, retired. We have Marty Hawk waiting patiently on line one. Maybe David Hayes joins us around 4:30 in his normal spot, or a pinch hitter. Right. We're not sure. Joe Smith reports, and we'll make sure we get caught up on all the governor's headlines as well. You heard some of them at we need to do Network Indiana News. We'll hear through them there. And Marty Hawk will help us out with some of the governor's notes as well. Marty, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fine. I'm fine. I'm telling you, it was something to hear the governor speak today and hear the question, which I thought was really appropriate. If you're going to be $2 billion short, well, not really $2 billion short, $2 billion less revenues, and you have the $1 billion prepared to cover $1 billion of it, what are you going to do with the other $1 billion? And I thought, boy, that's a tough question to answer. So in part, they're looking to reversions, that is, those dollars put in budgets that aren't actually spent, so they'll be looking at what's going to happen with that. And all taxing units do that, as a matter of fact. But they'll also be looking at how the revenue is coming in, monitoring the revenue each month as it's coming in. Is it hitting anywhere near what they need it to be able to move forward with this? I think those of us who really support education are glad that they're saying they're not going to cut K-12
that's big news.
Funding. So that's really good news. But that means there might have to be some major cuts elsewhere. So, and that might mean grants for local government and so forth. So we'll all be keeping a very close eye on that. And, of course, here in Monroe County, this is tax settlement time. Now, I had thought that since the taxes weren't going to be due until, July 10th to July 15th?
Yeah, they got 90 days or waiver or something like that, correct?
Okay, July 10th is when that date is when they actually do. I thought perhaps they wouldn't do the full settlement until after they received that, and I thought that was going to be real problematic because then everybody would have to be trying to borrow to operate. And that's not good for the taxpayer because all we get for that's paying the interest. But they went ahead and did the settlement with the dollars that had come in. And then they continue to receive the tax payments. And at one point they were like 93% collected. But, of course, when you're talking about...
Are you talking about 93% of the total? So that means only 7% did not pay their taxes yet?
Of the total that they thought they would get for June. Remember, it's not, you know, we pay it in two different installments. But we'll see what happens with the rest of it because, we couldn't take a 7% reduction and not have a major problem, but money is still coming in after that 93% had been mentioned, so money is still coming in.
And the good news, Marty, it shows you if people escrow their property taxes, I mean, it's not a perfect situation, but in this situation, it sounds like it really helps to have as many escrowed as possible.
Oh, absolutely. So that I've always thought that it would come in routinely, just as always had, because people were... That was coming out with their house payments. Then what's coming in after that are all the taxes that people owe that would not be coming out of a house payment. So those are the ones that are coming in now that we're seeing. And we may very well see some who will wait till the very last minute on that July 10th. Now, I'm getting an email that says July 15th, but... The treasurer's page is July 10th. So at any rate, what we will see is if those aren't paid by a certain deadline, then at that point, then they would have a fine placed against it, a late due expenditure that they would have to pay. So most will try to avoid that and get that paid at the last minute. We have been hearing from some who are insistent on going in person to pay those taxes. And what the county has and the county treasurer has been trying very hard to encourage people to please either send it in by mail, or there's like a, they've got it set up where there can be an e-check or something of the sort through there. So I would go to their page to see how what your different options are. But she did send me an email just a while ago that said, if no other way is to be found, that they can call for an appointment. There's a going to be a place on the lower level, on the main floor, where people could pay that tax if they have an appointment set up and be able to get their...
Yeah, they'll find you an appointment if they need the money. That's absolutely right.
Well, one would think so, but we also understand that there's a big pushback on trying to keep the public, not keep the public inside the courthouse. They're trying to do it like appointment only so far. So what will happen after this next stage, after we get past July 1, will that change? Will there be more employees in the building? And I'm not just talking about the treasurer's office. I'm talking about in general. So that will be up to, remember, that's the county commissioners who are in charge of those buildings and decide, you know, how we're going to operate. And then, of course, the other departments are all elected officials, so they may be doing things differently. We, the county, operates so much different than the city. When
well, that's why we have you on every Wednesday, Marty, because people think it's all one contiguous loop, and it's not.
No, we had this horrendous meeting where people were really upset with the county council and demanding that we do X, Y, and Z. That was the city. We couldn't. They wanted us to defund the city police. Well, we don't vote on the city police.
Right.
So I've asked for an update to be made public as to what it is that the county is doing presently, doing right now. It was doing before any of this problem showed up, that what we were doing to try to be proactive, to be able to be as doing as much as we could to avoid incarceration and to be able to help with treatment and et cetera. You and I, we've talked about this many times, but I'm not sure that the people who are coming to showing their concern are aware of it. So
right.
I'm hoping that when that whatever group it is that they're talking about for the for June 30th, that town hall that they're having, and I say they are having, I really think it seems to me it's more like the Democrats are having a town hall, but just to listen to their concern. But it would seem to me that it's very important to let people know what it is that we're already doing, so they're not demanding that we do things that we're already doing, maybe more than what they're asking for. I just think that's important because we have some terrific law enforcement officers here that really need and deserve the support of this community, because we could not operate as a community if we didn't have some kind of law enforcement and feeling safe in our homes, in our workplaces, and when we're out and about. So,
yeah, I don't think anybody argues that, Marty. It's just the people want their voices heard, so listen to what they have to say, and then that'll tell you where you go on your next meeting. And I think that'll be easily figured out, where you can point out, hey, if you're upset with this, then those are the people you need to talk to. But you just got to hear out what they're talking about. So, well, that's June 30th. Who's putting that out?
June 30th. Well, I would give you more information, but they said to go to the county's website for more information, and I have seen nothing on there. So I'm just saying I don't know what they're doing.
Right. And then obviously we had a public safety.
And that's the reason why I'm feeling more, it's like, okay, there's a special group that set this up and maybe they know what they're doing. Or maybe we will all be told at some point in time what it is. If it's that we're going to listen. Well, we can all do that. We, you know, whether you're an elected official or you're John Q.
Right, everybody.
Citizen, go, maybe it'll be on Catch TV. We can all listen, because I don't think it's supposed to be an interactive thing. I don't think it's be a thing where they will ask questions and get answers, or where there's going to be any official steps taken.
Well, I know there's going to be the city council. Jim Sims was on yesterday with us, and they are having a similar meeting tomorrow night on Zoom, where it's just going to be what they're going to tell the people from the city council's committee about what they have, what they're doing, what's going on there. So that's going to start conversation on that side. So you had the public service, you had the Board of Public Safety. Board of Public Safety met last night. So I know Mayor Hamilton told us Chief Dekoff was presenting there last night. So we're starting to get the information out in the public, and maybe everybody can sort through that. But when you know more about that meeting, Marty, let us know so we can pass it on.
Right, I sure will. It's not been, you know, they said it'd be on our site. It wasn't. I do know that the meeting that everybody was looking forward to being a part of last night, they had trouble with the Zoom meeting, and they had to stop that meeting. So I'm having trouble with my Zoom meeting with my dog. I closed the blind so that she couldn't see any dog walking by as he's just
she showed
her head
you.
Out,
she
underneath
showed
that
you.
Blind, so she didn't miss a thing. What might happen, I'm thinking, because it's certainly something I've asked for. I've asked for the sheriffs to put together a list. I discussed this with him the other day. I discussed this with the council president. Get us a list of all that we're already doing, so the public has they have a right to know what it is and how it is that we have been trying to be proactive. And then that may very well change the whole dynamics of what's going to happen. They may very well say, you know, here's how we want to be a part of it. So
that's, yeah,
just a lot to be answered. But in any way you go at it, we've got to understand that we cannot be a community without law enforcement.
I don't think anybody wants that, Marty. I think that's a misnomer that has been spun for the wrong reasons. And it's a audio bite that gets everyone's attention. But I don't think there's one person that does not want law enforcement around at any time, because it doesn't make any sense at all.
Makes no common
no.
sense at all.
And I don't think that's what people
what
they want.
Being asked of us at our meeting.
Right.
And so you try to go by what people are saying, and I guess we should not take that in consideration. But at any rate, moving on to the next thing, having to do with the food and beverage tax assistance for the business relief for the county. One of the things that was approved today was $5,000 for something called Black Sheep. It's a place in Ellisville. I have not been there, but I guess it's like right downtown Ellisville, and it just opened and then had to shut because of the virus hitting so soon. But the other thing is what I think we will see coming up is the Monroe County History Center dollars that they've asked for. And even though it's in town, Bloomington, that's where the History Center is, one of the reasons why I think that it should really qualify for this is because of that huge annual sale that they have every year that lasts, what, 2 or 3 days? And it really is like a trade show almost. We have people coming in from many, many counties all around, coming to that sale, some coming and spending time right here because that's what they want to do. It's a part of their what they have on their calendar to do every year. And so I think that really does qualify to say that it is helping with tourism because it brings people in from outside of this county.
Is there somebody arguing with that, Marty? I think that's pretty cut and dry. I mean, it says Monroe County History Center right on the building.
I don't think they were making it clear, in my opinion, why they are. In my opinion, I think that sale that they have that brings in all these people from other areas is a big reason. It to me is more than, well, okay, we have a group here, and yes, other people in the county can come to our group or our event place, but this is bigger than that. So that was just one of the reasons why I would support it, and so I'm hoping that that gets through in time, because it has to happen before around the July 1.
Are you guys out of money yet? Have you dispersed all that?
No, they have something. It looked like maybe $30,000 left that had already been appropriated, unless they would come somehow and try to get all of that done before the deadline. But we can only do what the governor's time frame will allow us to do. So at that point, then we can't do it anymore out of that food and beverage tax. However, the thing that we're working on with the township trustees is to have money available for them to use. We're talking about a total of $100,000 broken down at $25,000 increments. And there's a group of township trustees that put together a trustees association, and they have a board. And they're going to be reviewing the requests coming from citizens, because they don't have the money to pay their rent or to pay their utility bills, those urgent things that these townships are not going to have enough dollars to be able to respond to. And the agreement is that they have to have exhausted all their funds in order to respond to these requests, or it has to be a request that's more than they're allowed to provide, if the total for the to get them caught up in the rent is more than what the township guidelines are allowed to do, or if their income or their whatever the situation would be, that perhaps the person that is applying for assistance would not normally be allowed to have assistance under the guidelines of the township trustee. So this will be happening in increments of $25,000, and this will go through the end of the year. It won't be just for now until July 1. It will be.
Is that enough to cover everybody?
Well, we really, well, who knows, but
right.
We really don't expect that they, we've seen, this just tip of the iceberg. We are going to see people coming in because the moratorium of getting your utilities cut off or being evicted, that's going to be gone in the first of the month.
Unless Governor Holcomb extends it, correct?
Unless it's extended, yes. So, and I doubt very much it will be extended, because at some point in time, people have got to start.
Well, one of the other reasons why it was extended was because the state didn't have their act together on people filing for unemployment either. They didn't have a system that worked.
Right, all of it together.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Yeah, he may do an extension. I don't know. But here's what we're trying to do here in Monroe County.
Yeah, which is great.
We don't want people out on the street. We don't want them to be without utilities. We don't want them to be without food. And so Monroe County government's going to be working with the township trustees to assist them. But now we have guidelines that we have to follow, and they have guidelines they have to follow.
Yeah, you just don't have a tree out back you can shake, and whatever falls off, everybody gets to keep. It doesn't work out that way.
No, and I know someone mentioned, well, why don't the utilities just say, well, all is forgiven, you don't have to pay any of it. But let me tell you, and then the next statement was, well, we could always raise the rates. I doubt very much that that's going to fly, because there's
that's
a lot of
regulatory
people struggling and doing without to pay their utility bills. And if we would try to raise the rates on them for the other people who thought, oh, well, I don't have to pay utility bills this month, that's, I can buy the groceries I really want or whatever. So it's a balancing act, and I am so glad that the township trustees are in charge of this, because they're used to dealing with people who need assistance.
Exactly.
They know how to fill out the forms. They know how to assist them and make sure it all stays within the guidelines. So,
yeah, that's their job, and they need to know that rule book. And you're right, Marty. And if there are people that need questions, that's where you go first, your township trustee, and then because they have the answers.
Right. Now, and the other thing we're working on right now is the dispatch, the numbers for dispatch. I know that they've said that they need additional employees, and yet when I looked last time we went through this, they had several openings that they didn't have all of those job spots filled. And we were told that it was because they didn't want to fill them all at once because they could only train a certain number in any given time and be able to do it successfully. They didn't want a lot of brand new people working at the same time. So all of those numbers will have to be looked at. If we give more to dispatch than we have, then that's going to be less for any of the fire departments out there, the first responders that come and ask for
that's
assistance.
A little bit of a chicken and the egg there. Do you want more to send out less or less to send out more?
I know. It's a tough it really is a tough decision, and we'll all have a chance to present what we think might have to happen. But remember, this is covered with the income tax. Now, we know that we're not going to see a drop in the income tax this year. We might see somewhat of a drop next year just from the people who couldn't pay their taxes come July, that income tax.
But the year after that,
already said they're running slow on collections on the income tax, not what they thought it should be. But then that definitely affects next year somewhat. But the big hit will be 2022. So, look, folks, I love being on the county council because I like looking at the numbers and trying to make it work for everyone. And that's our job. And all other things having to do with legislation, et cetera, that's the job of the county commissioners. And sometimes, it seems to me, we get in over
You're crossing the streams.
We keep ourselves in the right lane, get our job done, and leave other people's job to them. And then we will all work well together.
Well, that's why we have you on every Wednesday, Marty, to keep it all sorted. And when they say stay in your lane, well, that kind of helps us out because the county doesn't do what the city does. The county commissioners do not do what the county council does. And thanks for keeping it straightened out for us.
We just do budgets. That's all there is to it.
The important stuff. Our money. Do it again with us next Wednesday, pretty please.
Okay. See you then.
Thanks, Marty. Marty Hawk, the county councilwoman, not commissioner, not city
council.
But that's it. But it's a very salient point. Everybody wants government to fix it. Gotcha. Got it. Understood. But which part does what?
Everybody's got their own jobs, and everybody's got the things they're supposed
and
to be
barking
doing.
Up the wrong tree.
And when you spend all your energy and effort trying to get somebody that's not supposed to be doing it to do it, you got some problems. And when the people that aren't supposed to be doing it start doing it, you got some problems.
That's what Marty's, I think, trying to tell us each Wednesday, and we always appreciate her time.